Yeah.
Welcome to the MCTV Summer Takeover Podcast.
We taking over your
phones. We've got the crew today. I'm here with... Who am
Don.
I here with? Don over here. We got Jesse Priest. We got Tony.
It's your boy, Tony!
And I'm Michael. And you're listening to MCTV, Summer Takeover.
Yes, sir.
It's a very Jamaican summer takeover.
That's right.
It's
That's right.
Sorry for the really bad Jamaican accent.
And these guys, look, these guys are, this isn't even a guest show. These are like the regulars whenever they want to be here. But I'm going to treat them a little bit like guests today. There's some things I want to know, things I want to talk about.
Okay.
You go. Can't have my passwords.
Okay.
Can I have your social security card?
Only if you ask nicely.
So I want to talk. We got some things coming up. Second Fridays is coming up. They announced Oktoberfest. We had Strawberry Fest already. Guys, we do a lot of good, great festivals in Coleman.
Yes, sir.
Is there a holiday like we're missing? Like we do the Christmas parade. Do Christmas. Is there anything we're missing?
Well, everybody is at home for Thanksgiving.
That's too close to Oktoberfest too, right?
New Year's. But we don't do anything for New Year's. I've always thought that was like a missed opportunity.
Didn't we used to do fireworks or no? Am I making that up?
No, we at least do fireworks. I think it's Horseman's Lake or Smith Lake.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but we could have like
they have those on 4th of July.
We could have one of them big ball drop things.
A ball drop.
I've always said that Coleman needs a chicken drop. Like it's a big egg. And it
because
comes
we're
down
agricultural.
We're known for the chickens. I was going to say strawberry, but that's kind of too on the nose for Strawberry Fest.
Yeah.
But a chicken, and when it hits the bottom, it cracks open, it's an egg, and it cracks open.
It's a
bottom.
Great idea.
Like a chicken.
Yeah. And then everybody,
we could all do the chicken dance.
You need to trademark that.
Don, that is golden.
Trademark 2024 Don Talk.
I love it.
No, I'm just kidding.
Anything else?
St. Patrick's Day?
St. Patty's Day.
St. Patrick's Day.
We can do something for St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah.
Dress up in green.
Have some leprechauns running around, dressed up as, you know, that would be.
Jesse, heard you guys something about the leprechaun.
Have you guys
heard the
leprechaun story?
The what?
Like a real leprechaun?
Like
many people? Or?
I can't say a whole lot about.
What is
this?
Where this
story comes from? It is local, apparently.
Yeah.
So you're saying this is a true.
This is a true blue.
Okay.
It happened.
All right.
A few months ago.
Okay.
I personally know.
Not like the bear sightings.
No.
Okay. This is real.
Yeah. This is. I don't know the bear sightings.
Exactly. Nobody knows.
Okay. So what happened is somebody I know. And somebody else I know.
Okay.
There was this young man who, what do they call those houses?
Group homes?
Yeah, they're kind of like group homes, but it's not he's on the spectrum somewhere, but he has to live at one of these group home things.
Oh, assisted living homes.
Assisted living
homes. They have people check on them.
Yeah, maybe, like they're almost like a halfway house.
Yeah, at the end of the day or something, you know. Yeah. But they're pretty much, they can live on their own, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
So this dude that lives there kept calling his mom, and he was like, "Hey, Mom, I caught a leprechaun." And like, you got to come check it out. And she's like, okay, son. Like, you know, she just thought that this was one of those random phone calls that he would come up with something off the top of his head and want to talk to her about, you know, get attention or something. And
kids do that.
Yeah. You know,
adults too.
Yeah, adults. And I guess if you're on the spectrum, maybe a little more. Yeah. And so she didn't put much thought into it. Because, you know, this has apparently happened, you know, not this specific thing has happened. Anyways, so she's like, whatever, be over in a few days, you know, I want to bring you some groceries and stuff like that. And he's like, okay. So he calls her the next day. Mm-hmm. He's like, Mom, you've got to come over and see the leprechaun I called. You know, and she's like, okay, son, like I'll be there. And then he called her again, and she's like, okay, seriously, this is kind of getting old, so I better go over there, because he's not been on a kick this hard in a while about something. And so the mom goes over, and the son's just like uber excited, takes her to his room, and he goes to his closet door and opens it, and this guy has trapped a short redheaded Jehovah's Witness in his closet.
No.
And has been keeping him alive by feeding him Pop-Tarts. This is true.
True story.
Okay, this is almost too unreal to be true.
That's what I said.
He had a Jehovah's Witness trapped in the closet, feeding him Pop-Tarts.
Feeding him Pop-Tarts.
Oh, man.
For like 2 or 3 days and kept this guy alive by Pop-Tarts.
I may say something stupid here, but like, so did they have cell phones or no?
Did Jehovah's Witnesses walk around in pairs all the time? Yeah.
Or am I thinking
what happened
of,
to the other? So he got left.
No, Jehovah's Witnesses. No,
that's
different.
That's a Church of Latter-day Saints.
They're the Mormon.
Book of Mormon.
Yeah.
Wow. So dude was locked up.
The
leprechaun. Hey,
and like, you gotta give it up to the Mormons. At least they're smart enough to walk around in pairs.
There you go.
Nothing against Jehovah's Witness. Not trying to upset any witnesses out there.
Wow.
They probably converted this poor guy to something else. I bet he quit going around knocking on doors.
Oh, man.
But seriously. And I mean, how did nobody, like, how did this not get out?
To the public, I think it now is.
I don't know if the cops were involved. I don't know a whole lot of the story, just because there was so. That's why I got to be kind of super vague about it.
Yeah. I got you.
You know, there might be like HIPAA laws somewhere that.
Yeah, no, that makes sense.
So if you've ever caught a small person and locked them in your closet,
give
us a call.
We'd love to have you on.
Man. Door to door.
If you're the Jehovah's Witness, we would like to have you come in on the show, please. We'd love
to talk to you about this. Your experience, what kind of Pop-Tarts, were they good, were they hot, cold? What
did he cook them?
Yeah. That'd be the great guess.
How do you eat your Pop-Tarts?
Me, personally?
Probably toasted.
You ever put butter on a Pop-Tart?
Whoa, no.
If I eat them, I just eat them cold.
What is wrong with you?
What? I mean, it's
cold sometimes.
Okay,
what's your go-to Pop-Tart?
My go-to strawberry is frosted. Definitely strawberry or cherry.
No.
Cherry?
They don't ever have it, so that's why it's always strawberry. Which, honestly, tastes very close.
Nobody.
To the
cookie. Like, go ahead, Jess.
Oh, cookies and cream's good. Is that what you was about to say? That's phenomenal.
Yeah.
What's that purple one with like the turquoise stripes?
I know it.
It's a raspberry. Yeah. Is it like raspberry?
That's my favorite. Yeah.
That's just candy at this point, right?
You heat that old mule up.
Put it in butter.
Put a little
on,
butter on it.
Put butter and Pop-Tart.
I used to eat some Pop-Tarts. Listen, this is a true story. When I was a kid, I kept complaining about the Pop-Tarts. My mom was like, "Why? You know, they're just Pop-Tart." You know, I said, "No, something's wrong. Something's off." So she kind of got tired of hearing me, you know, talk about it. She said, "Well, why don't you, you know, write them a letter or something?" So I wrote Kellogg's, I guess, a letter. And I probably forgot. We forgot about it. But like 3-4 weeks later, we get a letter back in the mail. And they're like, "We're sorry, Mr. Sapp. We did change the recipe, but due to, you know, a lot of people responding, we're going back to the original recipe."
For real?
So, yeah. Michael. So like 11-year-old me knew.
Thank you.
I had
just
that.
Devastated.
That's right.
We have Michael.
Devastation at 11.
To think. That's right.
That palette. That's it. That palette over there.
The Pop-Tart. Keeping him stocked up.
Wait. So I have a question for real, though.
Yeah.
Off-brand Pop-Tarts or...
Can't
Pop-Tart
do it.
Brand.
I can't. I don't think I
had to do the Pop-Tart.
I'm going
to
be a snob.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I could do either or.
I'm with you. You know
what off-brand, though? Like Great Value, or is there a...
It doesn't matter.
Any?
Yeah, they're all kind of subpar. Like,
I agree.
It's like there's
now,
not,
Pop-Tart
there's not
makes
enough
a killer
filling.
Pop-Tart.
They make a good Pop-Tart.
And a lot of times, I mean, honestly, I like the ones without the frosting on it sometimes because I'm holding simple like that.
Yeah.
Yes, Tony, I don't like every little thing different.
I'm sorry that we're going to keep continuing on snacks for a minute.
Let's do it.
But What about Uncrustables? Do you guys like those? Because
my kids love them.
I'm a child at heart, apparently. But
you're talking about the peanut butter and jelly.
Okay, you ever frozen Uncrustable?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
That's where it's good. It's a good summertime snack.
I mean, you can toast them, or you can freeze them, or you can just eat them.
Yeah.
But then my question is, what do they do with the Crustable?
I think
there's a missed opportunity.
I think they've made
I'm kind of that frugal parent, and I'm like, what are we doing here? We can just make peanut butter and jelly sandwiches.
Why are we paying? Got Pop-Tarts at home.
I can cut.
It's a little different though, right?
You can make a Pop-Tart.
Yeah, you can.
You get a pie cutter.
You just make some bread, throw some jelly in it, squish it, and put it in the toaster.
You're not making a Pop-Tart.
We got Pop-Tarts at home, kids.
That's way too much work.
I like how we went from Leprechaun
to Pop-Tart.
Uncrustables.
Uncrustables are good. The kids love them.
You know, I can't Lucky Charms.
We got a lot of performers in here. I just realized. Three trained performers.
Trained?
Who?
Oh, you didn't take drama in school,
I mean,
Tony?
I did.
Are you not a drama kid?
I was.
Oh, yeah, acting like you're not. You're acting like you've never.
He's acting like he's
acting. I'm acting. That's how good I am.
Three trained performers. Listen, I'm going to bring this up. I'm not trying to bring anybody down, but sometimes everybody comes on and wants to talk about their greatest times, you know, all this. I'm curious, Jesse, you've performed a ton. Have you bombed lately?
Bombed?
Yeah, like just had a bad.
Like everybody's sitting at the bar just drinking.
Like nobody, like you're like, man.
Nobody's engaging.
Yeah, like if.
To be honest, there is a place in Gadsden.
Yeah?
That I do not like to play at.
You mean like it's regular, like regularly you run?
And it's only because there's like these, like you ever went to Jack's in the morning and there's that table, that circle with old men?
Yeah. What does Don call it?
The Liars Club.
The Liars Club.
Well, so these guys are like old vets.
Yeah.
You know, veterans.
Yeah.
And everybody was always, they're like, man, I hate going and playing at said place because this old table just gives me so much crap, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm gonna try it.
Jesse, let me pause you for a second. Don, you gotta look at the TV.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Because otherwise,
I was looking at Jesse.
It looks like you're staring at me.
Michael.
How you doing?
It's weird. It's because of the Brady Bunch thing.
How you doing, Tony?
I'm looking at
Jesse. Jesse, is that you?
Maybe I just need to rearrange them or something. But it does. Okay, it looks sorry. Like a because I'll
focus.
Look, yeah.
Well,
focus.
First, I'll second, because when I was looking at Tony earlier,
why?
Me and Tony were talking.
Yeah. Why?
I'm doing this.
Yeah, when Jesse's Stop looking it. At Tony, it looks he's like he's just there. Staring out into nothing. And when I do that, I do the same thing when I look at Don. I'm talking to, like, I'm, okay. Anyway, sorry about that. Stare at the screen. Okay. That's what we got to do.
Okay.
All right, Don.
Sorry.
Tony. Okay. I looked to my left. All right, sorry.
Anyway, so there's just this old table. This guy's old guys at a table, veterans. And I just couldn't get them into anything that I was playing.
What were you playing? Your typical, like you're good?
Typical,
you know, typical just, Jesse playlist.
So then it pops into my mind, you know what? These guys are going to die if I play Fortunate Son.
Oh, yeah.
So then we just start out, you know?
Yeah.
And then they start vibing with it.
Yeah.
So then it's killer. And then the rest of the night, they start requesting stuff. So it wasn't a terrible experience for me. But then this place, like, every time I would go, it was like on Wednesday night.
Yeah.
And they were requesting that it be me and not the other artist that they had. So I was like an every Wednesday kind of thing for a little bit. And then my old guys disappeared.
I don't know where they went.
So now.
That was kind of your core.
Yeah. Like, and the last time I played there, it was me and my fiance and her two, the two kids. And we just sat out there and I played for those three.
Okay.
Wow. Because it's an outside patio.
Yeah.
And then there's an inside thing. And they roll this big door up on the side, you know, and everybody in there is just playing pool and eating, and they're a bunch of, like, I can't say what I call them. They're the God, what would you call
them? I don't know.
The F boys.
Oh.
Yeah, if you
kind of like a younger, disinterested on their phone.
Yeah, and they're all about like
little snooty.
I'm so cool.
Yeah. I'm gonna
go leave a girl at the bar.
Yeah.
Take them home.
What's the word for that nowadays? Other than what you can't say. I know. What do you
Sonny, let me tell you what they call
them. See, that's another thing. So let's talk about that for a second, because I think I'm kind of
Tony, you're doing your thing now.
I'm 30.
Tony, you're doing the thing now.
There you go.
We're doing what? So thing? Me, I'm looking at
you're looking at Jesse, and look what it look. When you're looking at Jesse, it looks like you're just staring off screen.
So when I'm talking to Tony, this is I look here and I face that way.
Go ahead, Jesse. Go ahead, Jesse.
I forgot. I know I lost it.
Oh,
how,
man.
So I'm 32. You said you're 30. And how old are y'all? Like
class of 2000.
Smoke free.
Yeah, class 2000. Smoke free. Class of 2000.
So,
that's
right. So you guys, there's a little bit of a y'all graduated in 2000 for real.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So 10 years later, we graduated essentially.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So back when I was in school and high school and stuff, like I don't really remember anything other than like we had the punks.
Okay.
And then we had like the country kids and I guess the jocks.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then you had my kind of friend group, which was kind of the outcast because like we dipped, we smoked, we drank, we hung out with everybody.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So
you like, were the all inclusive.
Yeah. Like we didn't care if you were popular. We didn't care if you were whatever.
Just did your own thing.
We just did our own thing and vibed on our own frequency, I guess. So I don't know. Was there anything other than just those four? Because like nowadays, I don't even know what you do. Like you got dog kids.
Oh, you're talking about furries.
Furry kids at school. They sent a letter out. Holly Pond. Holly Pond is where I'm from.
Okay.
And they sent a flipping letter out in the mail. To other
true?
Students. Yeah.
It's like, a true story.
Yeah, they sent one out in Coleman, too.
Yeah, about how
Coleman High School.
They were going to be students that were on all different levels of
hey, whatever. High school was all weird for everybody.
I mean, of course we all had that kid that ran around and barked, right? You know, like...
Was that...
But he wasn't a dog Don? Kid.
Don no. had this face like... Was I might have barked some. Don didn't bark. I went to school with Don. No. He was not barking.
We did have a guy, though. He was several grades ahead of us, remember? And, I mean, I'm not going to say any names, but he thought flies were so cool.
Yeah.
Flies? I thought that was...
Thought them?
Thought. Liked them.
Oh, you know? He liked like, flies.
He liked flies, which was different.
Isn't that a book? Lord of the Flies?
Well, I mean, it is a book, but we're not talking about the book. We're talking about the actual insect.
Isn't that also an old ladies movie with a...
Lord of the Flies?
No, Fly.
Oh, The Fly.
The Fly with Jeff Goldblum.
Yeah. It's
classic sci-fi.
Yeah, that's sci-fi.
He turns into the fly.
Yeah, I know some stuff.
Sorry.
That's pretty good.
Michael gets that.
Don, have you, for everybody that doesn't know, I know everybody that's watching, y'all know Don Talk. Don's been running Don Talk. How long you been doing it?
Going on 5 years.
5 years of Don Talk. Yeah. What's your worst show? Have you had like a bad show? You've had a lot of good ones. They're almost all great.
I've had a couple bad ones, yes.
What were bad about
The ones I'm on?
Definitely not those. Jesse is a delight to say the least.
But not because of the guest or the topic, but like, have you felt like you just?
There was some earlier shows where I just dropped the ball, or I felt that I dropped the ball on a lot of them.
Yeah,
or not a lot of them, but several of them.
Hmm.
And I kicked myself for. You know, being ill prepared or not feeling.
I wasn't
feeling it that day. Yeah, there's a lot of those. I mean, I've had
What about you guys? Let me bust in there, all you guys. Anybody answer? You don't always feel it, yeah. Right?
Oh yeah.
I mean,
what do you do when you're? I mean, you've got a show.
I have shows like that.
When you're just not feeling it, do you have a go to method to kind of
autopilot?
Yeah, you've done it so much, Don. Yeah. You too, Tony.
I do the autopilot.
Well, it's been a minute since I've done a stage play. So the one play that I know for a fact I bombed, mm-hmm. only because it was Shakespeare. It was
well, to be honest, Shakespeare's kind of tough anyway.
It was what was it? Oh, Midsummer Night's Dream.
And you bombed it.
I bombed it.
What happened?
I forgot my lines.
You just
I could not remember my lines. Could not memorize those lines for the life of me.
Did you turn into a co-writer?
No, there was one part where like I'm in my mind, like I'm having to memorize the dialogue. It's not like
just wasn't clicking.
And there was one scene where I was just trying to remember the next line, 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 and then I just blanked. And then the other guy, thankfully,
did they come in and help you?
Well, the other guy, he says my line, and I was like, "That's not what's next. That's not what's next."
No.
My head just jumbles up. It's like that's not what next. Thankfully, we're able to recover, but everybody loved it.
Yeah,
everybody thought it was hilarious.
Yeah.
Cause and I was like that was not part of the play.
Yeah.
Was not part of the play at all.
I mean, I've had
Don. Wait, are you talking about performance? Now, Don has also he's also a theater guy.
Yeah.
Are you talking about theater or Don Talk?
I'm talking about Don Talk.
Okay, tell us about it.
I've froze on stage before too, but the worst thing I think that has ever happened to me. Is on Don Talk, I called somebody by the wrong name the whole time. And it wasn't on purpose. It was because their name was similar to another name. Time. And I was just like, I thought I was clicking.
I remember that.
It was so bad.
And but it turned out At the end,
he's like, my name's da 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 da. I was like,
by the way, my name is.
I was like, I'm so sorry.
That's my bad.
And I think we ended up reshooting that one.
Yeah.
Because I had felt so bad.
I think we did.
But I just like, I called him by. And I will say it was a him, but you know, it was just one of those situations where like,
oh man,
hi, my name is.
I did this one time when I was a kid. It's kind of different, but kind of the same thing. Not a kid. I was probably in my mid-20s and I kind of had kind of shot for a job. I probably couldn't, you know, just kind of cold called, you know, contacted this guy that ran this big company. And he was really excited to talk to me, like, send me your resume. And I tried to whip up something real fast. And I had done a lot of work for Blizzard before that, you know, the World of Warcraft. Yeah, anyway, I won't get into that, but there's a lot of customer support. Yeah. So my resume, I'm writing all this. Anyways, he sends his email back and he's just like, man, great. You need to come out here. You know, we'll talk to you. But you may want to change costumer to customer in your resume because I don't know if you're doing like apparel work or, you know, stage costumes.
What about?
I had it wrong throughout the whole thing, you know, and it was, it's like you can't even proofread this.
What about tongue tied? I've gotten so bad on stage before where I've jumbled so many words and just quit the song. And I'm like, let me start over.
Yeah.
And it's 10 times worse when it's my songs.
Yeah.
Oh, your own songs. Because it happens
way more.
Yeah.
You know.
Oh, man. Jesse, on that note, I got a question I want to ask you.
Yeah,
and I want to ask if you'll be honest about this. What's the worst song you ever wrote?
I'll be 100%.
You know what it is right away. Like, you know it.
The one that I cannot stand.
Yeah.
And so when I was with the record label for a little while back in life.
Is this when you were living in like Nashville?
Yeah, like 2011. Okay. I wasn't living there. I was between here and there all the time. Okay. So Buzzin'.
Buzzin'. That's not a bad song. Yeah,
and people love it, but
that was kind of a hit, wasn't it?
Yeah,
like it got out there.
Yeah, it's played in Brazil and like Germany and all over.
Can you give us a couple bars?
No, I'd like to not.
I'd rather not.
I get people vibe with it.
Yeah.
But it was just one of those songs where the label was kind of like, we need something upbeat, catchy. And
so you were kind of writing for...
Yeah, them.
So they kind of said, hey, get us
so a... So that's kind of why I have that love-hate relationship. Poppy sound.
Do you feel it wasn't like... You feel like it wasn't authentic, or... Do you mean like...
it took me 10 minutes to write.
Gotcha. Okay.
All right. There's your sound.
But then they also say, you know, that most of the... Some of the best songs in the world didn't take the artist that long to write.
They sat down at the, you know, so, piano or something.
Isn't that what Drops to Jupiter?
Sure. I'm sure there's 100.
There's a bunch. Yeah.
Isn't that kind of a thing, though, that these artists and rock stars say, like, I just whipped it up in 5 minutes. And yeah. I mean, I know sometimes it's probably true, but sometimes.
Well, that's like Beers, Bonfires, and Backroads. I love that song. Yeah. But
great song.
It only.
Fun video.
It didn't take me long to write that one either.
Hmm.
So, Jesse, let me ask you real quick. What is your songwriting process? Like, how do you. I mean, I'm not talking about like the quick ones. I mean, but like when you go in to make like your. Like, what's your go to?
Strategy.
Like, do you have a method? Experience. Yeah. What's your? What is that?
Do you go sit in a field and just like look meditate? At the
I have. I mean, I don't know. Like, I know songwriters. Like, I've done a lot of work with different songwriters in Nashville and stuff, and they have like a writing day where they all come together and we're sitting in a room and we're in a circle and we just all start spitballing ideas, like. You know, whether it be divorce or if it's some kind of happy relationship or this,
you,
that,
so
or
like
we're trying
theme,
to give each
kind of
other ideas.
Yeah.
And then somebody will play a few bars and they're like, oh, yeah, I like this. But for me, I'll just be sitting there in the kitchen just playing and picking away and just enjoying the day. Mm-hmm. And then I'm like, man, you know, this would be a killer line in a song. And so, like, with my song Holding Cinderella, it all started because I wrote a line that said, God, let me think. I had to think for a second because, like, it's weird. I can sing them, but I can't visualize
it. It's kind of a different part of the brain, isn't it?
Yeah.
Right. It's a little different. It's just on autopilot.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think it's something like, but like our love. It was like a castle on the sand, but it washed away with the tide. So I was like, that's a pretty killer line. So I just built that entire song around that pretty much. And then...
So you find, basically you're finding the cornerstone of the song.
Right, yeah.
And then you...
Because see, people have... Most people are like, all right, let's start with a verse.
Yeah.
And let's have a trip and a journey and let's see... We know where we want to start, where are we going to end? I have wrote the ending to a ton of songs and then went back and had to fill in the blanks.
Yeah.
So it's like writing the end of a book.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's like a book writing.
I'm still going to be selfish and say this. I've told you before, but like I'm looking for the like Coleman South Walmart song. Like I want like the hyper local
Dollar General special.
More specific, like I'm at the Coleman Waffle House. Like here's what's happening.
Yeah, boy.
Just pulled off 157. I'm at the Waffle House or I'm about to go get some.
There's an old country
Duchess.
Song about Coleman.
Yeah, that doesn't surprise me.
If what is
I know which one you're talking about. Yeah. I cannot remember.
But I want like a double disc album. Like, you know, like it's
country.
All just it's,
well,
it's,
even Hank talked. I went down to the Mary Carter paint store.
Yeah. Is that real?
Yeah. He said, give
that's
me one of them 44 Magnum 44, Smith & Wesson Magnum 44.
Yeah, that's kind of what I'm talking about. Like, I'd love to see just an album of your experience here in Holly Pond or, you know.
It's called Coleman, Alabama.
Yeah.
Pretty simple.
Yeah.
And it's by Nate Stuckey.
Stuckey?
That's right. Stuckey.
Yeah. Nate Stuckey.
That's right.
Nate Stuckey.
Yeah.
I
would play some, but copyright.
Are y'all, this is a question we've kind of been asking people that come on. I'll start with Tony. Are you close to your neighbors? Do you know your neighbors?
No. Well, kind of.
Do you know them?
No.
But they're nearby or nearish?
The neighbor to my right, from standing on my front porch, my neighbor to my right,
yeah.
They're weird.
I mean, but Michael, does anybody really ever
That's kind of the question. They're not weird. They're just
All right. Neighbor to the right, if you're listening.
They're just strange.
Call to me. In and tell us your side of the
story. They're strange to me. And well, I mean, we might, they hardly ever wave.
You don't do the two-finger wave when you go by or anything? See,
I don't think all of them are strange. Just one of them. The son was like outside listening to heavy metal rock, like screamo music.
Yeah.
Well, petting kittens.
Maybe you just need to take them up.
I thought that was interesting. That was
Is that not what you do, though?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, maybe.
Make them a casserole. Be like, welcome to the neighborhood.
They don't like the dad. the dad, I mean, we know each other. Okay. He just doesn't acknowledge us. It's weird.
So it's not one of those neighbors where you're like, hey, man, I'm going away for a few days. You make sure.
Check on my dog.
We call the neighbor two doors down.
You got a different go-to.
Yeah, because he's actually an ex-cop, and he used to live to my left of us.
Takes care of you.
He used to live to the left of us, and he actually adopted one of our puppies.
Okay. Well, let me ask you this, though, Tony. Do you live in, like, a cul-de-sac kind of thing?
No, I live out in Vimont in the county.
Okay.
So there's some space.
Yeah. Now, there's a new neighbor, which I'll complain about on here. He has this giant floodlight that comes on in the middle of the freaking night.
In your room? In your window?
Thankfully, I sleep on the backside of the house.
Yeah.
But I can walk through the house, and that thing is just bright.
These guys, these new floodlights are for real. Yeah. I have a neighbor. They're great. It's a little bit down the road from me, but they recently cut some trees down and put up some floodlights. And when you walk at night,
you can see everything.
Yeah.
Who needs a flashlight?
Yeah. Right where I live in Holly Pond is our compound. That's 40 acres.
So you know your neighbors?
Yeah.
Is it like friends and family, or what is it? Definitely.
Do you ever
you use the word compound. That's an interesting. Okay.
That's our compound.
So you got kind of a
cul-de-sac?
A thing going there.
No, I mean, it's. Well, y'all have been there.
I guess Tony.
It's has. I mean, pretty much every house around your house is
somebody you know or family.
All own the property.
Oh, okay.
My grandfather and his family own like 40 something acres. And. My cousins live on it.
Sometimes when you say compound, you think maybe like cult or something. Like you got the Jesse Priest cult going on out there.
An 8-foot fence all the way around. Barbed wire.
No, is that part of where we Don and I were lucky to shoot a video for Jesse? Yeah, is that kind of
Yeah, you remember the field out there where we shot the video.
So that's y'all's
whole, all of that. Like,
and we were jumping in the pond. We weren't, but we were filming people jump into the pond. It's a lot of fun.
And so everything around there pretty much is a family.
Family.
The old people across from us, they passed away.
Rotate.
Bless them. And,
so, did you just say rotate?
Rotate.
Rotate. I thought you meant like,
family owned.
Grow the compound.
Family owned, family built. Rotate.
So y'all are tight.
Yeah. Like, we're even in talks of like, we don't want a subdivision or anything to be built.
Yeah.
And so, like, that family, you know, we're trying to make sure that they're,
if they sell, like, what are y'all
they
doing
sell
with
to
this?
Us.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
if not,
you could have somebody come in.
Whole pastured front yard
could become a
be
subdivision.
Houses and
holy cow.
There's enough of that.
You can't walk outside.
Jesse Priest, what are you going to do if your front yard is, you're looking out into a subdivision?
I'm going to make
it. That's a different country album to write right? Like, that's a different whole, that just changes.
This has always been my statement in the world. If I can't walk off my front or back porch and take a leap, I'm not going to live there.
Hey, listen.
Listen, I live in the city.
That's why I never moved to Nashville.
Do that anyway.
Well, see, they can't get in trouble for that.
We can.
We can as adults.
At what age?
I would say 16.
So it's still minor, though.
15, you're going out and taking a leak in your front yard.
I mean, I wasn't, but
32,
my parents would have beat me with the longest sticks I could find.
Just late at night, if I really got to go, I'm coming home.
Is that not how y'all were taught to use the restroom?
No.
Hey, I'm being dead serious.
My mother would have beat me with the biggest stick she could have found if that had happened.
Listen, that is not as bad as I heard. There's somebody I know. They used to
Although, real quick, funny story. She would make me go on the side of the interstate like it was nobody's business. But, you know, whatever.
Because those are strangers.
Yeah, strangers are okay. But people we know, they don't want
to
see that.
I know someone that used to pee in the sink. Like the kitchen sink.
No, we're just took a turn here.
Yeah, that was like
we just took a turn. Don, do you know your neighbors? That would
definitely got you beat.
Do you know your neighbors, Don?
Do I know my neighbors? Yeah, I know my neighbors.
Are they y'all close?
I mean, define close. Like, are you close? Like, are we on talking terms? Yes.
Like you see them outside, you wave. Yeah. But you, that's it. You're not going over for lunch. We're very friendly.
How friendly? I mean, I'm not, you know, at their house every night eating dinner or anything.
But, why not?
You
know,
well, I mean,
they're not because that close.
I guess I don't invite them to come over.
You don't peep in their window and like, what you watching on the TV?
We're very civil with each other.
Okay.
But yeah, unfortunately, my neighbors are getting older. Of course, we're all getting older. We don't have that choice, but they're at the golden years of their lives and are getting there. And, you know, it's kind of sad because the neighbor across the street, her husband passed not too long ago. So
the neighborhood's changing.
And I'm just not, I mean, I'm
eventually going to have a bunch of young folk in there.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm worried about because my neighbors now, they're like, a hollering. You know, they mow the yard on Saturdays about noon. You know, they ain't getting up to super early.
Don, are you going to be one of those elderly people that's like, you youngins?
I'm
basically that way now.
He's already there, man. He's already there.
Get off my grass,
your dang music.
Where's your parents?
Listen, Jesse, I know you're not a big Walmart guy.
Yeah.
But if you're going, if you had to, are you North or South Walmart?
Man, you know, I don't know.
It does. Is it just
it's kind of hard for, I mean,
right now it's going to be North because like my fiance, like she uses their
pickup.
Yeah.
Oh,
not,
yeah.
Or not their pickup, but like she gets her prescriptions filled there.
The pharmacy. Oh, okay. Yeah.
I don't really know if it's technically closer for me because like I live in Holly Pond, so everything's 30 minutes away.
Yeah.
So if I take 157, because I'll take 278.
Yeah.
I'll take 157. That's just straight shot.
Yeah, I think of that.
But if I have to come down 278 and then get on 31 and then go to Olive Street.
Yeah, there's a lot of lights between here and there.
So, but then again, if I come through Welty, I'm on Bolte Road and I just come straight on over and just dip into the. It kind of depends. We base our whole day around like, are we going to eat lunch?
Is it like coming into town? It's like, we're going to go into town. What are we going to do?
Literally. Because in Holly Pond, I mean, we got two gas stations, a dollar store, and a grocery store.
Yeah.
And so.
Where do y'all eat lunch?
We got the Holly Pond Cafe.
What about when you come into town? Do you?
Oh, if we come into
town. Yeah, when you come into town.
It just depends what we're feeling.
Yeah.
You know?
Have y'all seen the new Pasquale's? There's a lot going on.
I wanted to try.
Has anybody tried it?
I wanted to play music there, and they won't.
Live music though?
No, I'm gonna make them.
Pasquale's, if you're listening,
and we know you are.
Yeah,
just pay me in sweet rolls.
Yep.
Well, we know Pasquale's listening.
No, I think it would be a good opportunity. I mean, because it's they got the outside patio.
They got the patio. Yeah. I've seen their pictures. Don, have you seen them?
I've seen some of the pictures.
Looks pretty good.
Yeah. What are you, Michael? What are you looking at?
I'm trying to look at Don.
Do you not?
But you're looking at
the TV's like the perfect angle for him to look at me. Like
I'm trying to look. What about?
Hey, Michael, how's it going over there? Tony, hey.
Yeah, we're gonna have to fix this the Brady Bunch layout thing. Oh man, Don, are you North or South Walmart guy?
I'm definitely a North Walmart guy because A, it's just very convenient to my house, and B, to me, it seems like there's less people.
Yeah.
And the store's a little bit smaller, so it's kind of easier.
Is the store smaller?
True? Yeah, it's a little bit smaller.
Is that true?
Store is smaller.
How do we know
it's
this?
It's not as deep. Like, when you walk in.
Is this just like you're guessing? Or you
No,
you
no, have I some... mean, it, that's the way it feels to me. You know, like when I walk in, smaller. Like the back wall is closer to the front. So, like, less to walk through in the middle, maybe? I don't know. I know it's about the same
Well, they were laughing at me yesterday because we talked about this. I always say I feel like there's like two different personalities, right? With the North and the South Walmart.
Well, what about you, Tony?
I'm a North Walmart for the convenience.
Because you live over there.
Yeah, I live in Vimont. So I like
Yankee.
So, Michael, what about you?
I'm North too, but like when I'm in town here at the station, it's a toss up. But I always feel like the South is just a little bit edgier.
Why
is
it a toss up, man?
See, this is the North.
And I told Tony this, like, the South Walmart vibe to me is like if I were starting a band, I might meet my drummer or bassist in there. Like it's a little bit
or your groupie.
Yeah. And you know what I'm saying?
And at the North Walmart,
Walmart, guys.
That's right. You're going to bump into your accountant at the North Walmart.
Yeah. I'm going to do a selfless plug here.
Okay. What do you got going on, Jesse?
Oh, God. Sorry, microphone. Hold on. There we go. June 15th, I will be playing at the South Walmart.
No way! See?
Oh, yeah.
I told you. They're more artsy or something.
The South they're Walmart having their children's hospital
car show.
There
car
it is.
Show.
Car
Darn,
show.
Right?
Yeah.
That, like, I feel like in one of the side, you know, where they have businesses, like the not Walmart part, but like one of those could be a tattoo parlor in the South Walmart.
Y'all should come to a Don Talk over there. So?
Yeah.
The South Walmart?
You know.
It's just a little more edgy.
Well,
artsy.
I mean, me and Michael have this thing about Huntsville and Birmingham. Like, Huntsville, we love going to Huntsville.
Me too.
I mean, Huntsville is very personalities. But Birmingham has that spice.
Got a little.
There's something like, you know.
Here's my.
You might get shot. You might. I'm just kidding.
You're sorry, not Birmingham kidding. People. You're not kidding.
But
I feel like I can say that.
I feel that's kind of how the Walmarts here feel. Like, you know, you got the North Walmart, which is the Huntsville Walmart.
Oh, is it?
Well, I mean, it kind of feels like the Huntsville Walmart.
What?
Yeah. I mean, it feels like the Huntsville
Walmart. I feel like with the renovation, they're trying to be a little Target.
Yeah. Let me just say.
It feels like Target.
And then, like, the South Walmart has that spice. Spice.
I've never been to the Huntsville Walmart.
But I think
too
it's
many
true.
Fingers and stuff. No.
Wait. So
wait, tell us about this Walmart event. It's out in the parking lot. It's a car show.
It's a car show. Music. They're gonna have like Paw Patrol stuff, a bunch of food trucks.
Kids are gonna be there.
And
what is it?
It goes
is it just
to
a celebration?
Support Children's Hospital, I think. I think it's the Children's Hospital. Like, they do an annual thing, and I've played at a couple of them.
Yeah.
But yeah, June 15th, I'll be playing there from
what time to what
10,
time?
June
15th.
No, 10 to 11:30.
My question is this.
And then following that, I'll have Hippie Fest at the Arrowhead RV Park.
Ooh, Hippie Fest.
You go.
Come on up.
Come on now.
Come on.
Hold on. Let's slow down. June 15th.
Yep.
At Walmart parking lot.
Somewhere in the parking lot.
You're playing. We don't have a time or
yeah 10 to 11.
I just missed that. 10 to 11.
Now it's going
to
be from like 10 to 2. I think the whole
during the day
shindig is
it's a Saturday.
You're just
I'm
playing
guessing
for an hour. Okay.
Yeah, it's a Saturday.
This is Saturday right Saturday. After Second Fridays.
Yeah.
Okay.
So Second Fridays on Saturday, you go to the car show. Perfect.
And it'll
weekend.
Be just me. Mm-hmm. And then if you want to hear the That'll full band, you can come out to Arrowhead RV for Hippie
Where's
Fest.
Arrowhead RV? Where
it's down that? 222.
Like way down or
on down the road.
Way down.
You know where the totem pole is?
Way yeah.
I do.
You go past that.
Oh, dang.
So you're way out
like
there.
You're getting out there towards Jones Chapel or Crane Hill, excuse me.
Yeah. It's
almost to Crane Hill.
I don't. Yeah, pretty much.
All right, guys. If you want to see Jesse Priest, there it is.
A lot of
and we do
and
want to see him. Yeah. What about this weekend? We're going to air this. We're about to put this show
tonight.
Out there.
I'll be at Crawl Mamas.
Crawl Mamas in Gunnersville,
and then tomorrow's private gig. So
private gig at the compound.
at another compound.
At another compound.
Garden City.
Wow.
And
all right.
Well,
look at this guy. We got to do this again. Yeah, definitely. Guys, I feel like I didn't ask half the questions I wanted to.
Well, I have another question.
Right. I have another thing.
What do you got?
Am I the only one that seen the post about the guy doing donuts in Puckett's parking lot and running into the building?
I didn't see that.
You didn't see that.
I didn't see this.
Yeah.
Okay, so this guy apparently.
Hold on, back up. Puckett's, okay. North Puckett's. Into town.
Yeah.
They don't have a big.
They don't have a big parking lot.
Well,
and see, this is my thing. I don't think he was.
That doesn't make sense.
A Colemanite. I don't think he was native.
Oh, that
only
makes
because
sense.
they found his car. This is how they found him. He stayed at the hotel behind it.
Okay.
Is that not right, Don?
It is, yeah, is that, but I'd forgotten that part, yeah.
Or did he just, did he get drunk and
Wait, what do you mean? He's at the hotel and just, what, I'm bored?
He was I wanna from go out eat. Of town, I'm pretty sure.
So I go to Puckett's. I'm going to do some donuts because of...
Why?
I just
that's not a big parking
loose.
Lot, I don't feel like, to
that's
do donuts.
That's not a donut park.
You're not doing... Yeah, that's not what you
go
think.
Go to Walmart.
I mean, maybe for you amateurs, it's not a donut park.
Right?
Yeah, maybe, yeah.
I mean, you got to be...
I
want to
know what kind of car he was driving, but yeah, apparently they found him because his car...
He was right across the street.
I guess he ran into the building, pulled out, and went back to his hotel room.
Across the street.
Across the street. And then I guess, what do? Go to sleep?
Hey.
They won't find me here.
Not here. Not in the middle of this parking lot.
His tires are still smoking.
Yeah. Stupid games win stupid prizes, right?
That's where the burnout trail led. Parking lot.
I painted my front of my car to look like it got wrecked.
I didn't see that, but I did. We did post last night. We saw
the Scooby-Doo van.
Do you see that? The Scooby-Doo, the mystery.
Oh, is that
mystery
real?
Machine?
The mystery machine. Yeah, it's like jacked up too.
I bet
it's
they're headed to the South Walmart this weekend.
All right, guys. If you missed it, go see Jesse Priest at Walmart, the South Walmart parking lot, June 15th.
June 15th. He's going to be at Crawl Mama's tonight.
And then at Arrowhead, Crawl Mama's tonight in Gunnersville.
Yeah.
And definitely. The Arrowhead RV.
On the 15th.
On the 15th.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, the 15th?
Yeah, June 15th.
Oh, you got two shows on June 15th. Yeah. Where have I been this
10 a.m.
whole time?
You ain't paying attention, hey. Michael.
I'm looking at the boxes. I'm trying to look around.
Maybe you've been spending too much time at Hippie Fest.
That's right.
I got you.
June 15th, he's got...
Or like Tony and I were talking about, the mosquito...
Oh yeah,
that used to come by. Did y'all? If you lived in the city back in the day, they used to have. They may still do have the mosquito truck that came by, and it's like, you know, they're spraying. And I'm thinking, man, we're just out here playing. What are we breathing?
Used to go play in that.
What do you? What are we? So that's why I missed it. I got
We got mosquitoes.
Mosquito fog.
We got bit. We got bit.
And you got the super cancer of the brain.
Microplastics.
Exactly right.
Hey. All right, you've been listening to the MCTV Summer Takeover Podcast. I'm Michael Sapp.
And I'm Tony.
I'm Jesse Priest.
And I'm Don.
Yeah, baby.
Check in, keep listening. We're going to be coming all the time, all summer.
So long, baby.
Every week. Keep an eye out.
Yes, sir.
We'll see y'all next time.
Stay groovy.